We have someone in the audience who would like to speak.
Yeah, Sam Toll, Gold Hill. It's still not clear to me this second letter that you're referring to. I just went onto the website and downloaded the most recent packet for today's meeting, and looking for a second letter that y'all are referring to, and couldn't find one. I didn't realize that the brothel portion of the packet was separate from the 15-page attachment. So is there a second letter, or are we simply using the first letter and tacking the brothel memorandum onto it?
I asked if D.A. Langer would like me to answer that, or how you want me to handle that, Mr. Chairman.
Either you or the district attorney can handle.
I would say what you have is that you have one letter. However, when you have one of the exhibits is dealing with the brothel, that involves one of the commissioners. So the letter that's going to be sent out, the first letter, would have all three of the commissioners' names on them when they send it. And the second one, which could not include Commissioner Gilman, if the board is going to send that, it is the exact same letter, minus Commissioner Gilman's name, and now the added piece of the brothel. So as far as the packet that was sent out, all the information is there. So that's at least half.
In essence, then, Mr. Toll, you could just take the letter that you see in front of you and strike out all reference to brothel. That would be the first letter. The second letter, the one we're on right now, would be exactly as written.
Okay, very good. Thanks for that clarification. It may have just made more sense to leave it alone and have Commissioner Gilman just abstain, but no big deal. I'm encouraged that the Mustang is going to be able to reopen and get some folks back to work. The concern I have is with the brothel side of the business. In looking at item 2, point F, in the memorandum, it suggests that there will be no physical contact between the customer and the independent contractor. I guess, since there's no kids in the audience, the real question is, what's the point of that, of reopening the sexual transactions if there can be no physical contact? I think opening the sex for hire portion of the business is premature based upon what the governor is outlining, and frankly, common sense. But by no means should the rest of the brothel's business be hindered from reopening. Is there any comment from the commissioners or the DA on this?
Okay. Does that conclude your comments?
There was a question there.
Yeah, I know. Okay. Is there any additional public comment from the audience?
Just to clarify, you're not going to answer the question?
Well, this is the public comment section anyway. You know, we don't, public comment is just what that is, Sam. It's public comment. It's not a question and answer series, although I know that we get into it sometimes when things are murky for some people, but you know, we can't give you instructions on how brothels operate, so you'll have to go down there for yourself and figure it out.
Applying an arbitrary rule to answering some people's questions, or questions that you want to answer and questions that you don't, seems to suggest non-compliance with the open meeting laws. I mean, either you're going to answer questions or you're not, and it being arbitrary, I think, is out of the spirit of the public meeting itself.
Okay. Thank you for your comments. All right. If we could go on for additional public comment.